makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It's Monday, October 20th. Coach Gary Kubiak liked what he saw from the Texans in their 28-21 win over the Lions, but he also saw room for improvement. Before we hear from Kubiak, though, join the Texans cheerleaders for a round of golf and the unveiling of the 2009 cheerleader calendar at Cypresswood Golf Course on Wednesday, October 22nd. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
Dante Robinson couldn't hide his excitement in his first game back. The cornerback was a little rusty, but he hit with aggression. Kubiak said he came out of the game without any setbacks.
Yeah, he was a little rusty, you know, with his footwork and those type of things, which you would expect. But his compete, the way he flies around to the football, the way he tackles, the aggressive nature, there was nothing missing right there. So it was good to get him back out there. As I said yesterday, played a little bit more probably than I would have liked him to. Situation dictated that, and he also told us in the fourth quarter, hey, I'm fine, let me go, and he came out of it good today, so it's a move in the right direction.
Andre Johnson has 450 receiving yards so far this month. Kubiak said the wideout has been able to increase his production because he can move around on the line and confuse defenses.
Well, we've been able to get him open. You know, we're moving him around a lot. The key really is Andre, to be honest with you, because when you have a guy that's as productive as he is right now in this league, there's a lot of good defensive coaches in this league, a lot of good coaches, and they'll find a way to shut him down. I mean, they'll find a way to say, you're not going to get this guy the ball today. But when you can move a guy a lot, like we do, we play Andre at both sides of the ball, X and Z. We play him inside, we play him outside. When your player can keep up from that standpoint and do a lot of things, then it is tougher to take him away. So it's a big credit to Andre and what we're doing with him and him being in tune and being able to handle all that.
Owen Daniels is leading all AFC tight ends in receiving yards and receptions. Kubiak said Daniels, like Johnson, has the ability to play anywhere and make any catch.
Well, I don't know. We're getting a lot of different coverage, John. You know, normally I'd sit here and say if people are rolling up outside, it opens up a tight end inside with two deep. But that hasn't really been the case. We're still getting some eight-man front because we're running the ball better as a football team. Yesterday we got some blitz, got some pressure from those guys. Owen's beating man coverage. He's beating zone coverage. I just think we move him around a bunch. We play him at the Y. We play him at what we call our tiger position. He can handle a lot also. So the same thing I just said about Andre, I can say the same thing about OG.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time.